Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to IFB Industries Limited Q1 FY26 earnings conference call hosted by Nirmal Bang Equities Private Limited. This conference may contain certain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on the date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of the future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Arshia Khosla from Nirmal Bang Equities Private Limited. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you, Shruti. I, Arshia Khosla, on behalf of Nirmal Bang Institutional Equities, welcome all of you to first quarter FY26 earnings conference call of IFB Industries Limited. From the management today, we have Mr. Bikramjit Nag, Chairman, Mr. Sumitra Goswami, CFO, Mr. P.S. Narayanan, MD, Engineering Division, Mr. C.S. Govindraj, ED, Manufacturing of Home Appliances Division, Mr. Jayanta Chanda, CFO of Engineering Division, Mr. Karthik, Head Finance and Accounts, Home Appliances Division, and Mr. Ranjan Mohan, National Sales Head, Home Appliances. I would now request the management to give their opening remarks, post which we shall open the floor for Q&A. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, everybody. I am Sumitra Goswami, the Chief Financial Officer of IFB Industries Limited. I welcome you all for IFB Industries Limited investors' call for first quarter FY25-26. I have with me Mr. Bikramjit Nag, Chairman of IFB Industries Limited, Mr. P.S. Narayanan, Managing Director and Chief Executive of our Engineering Division.
Sumitra, she just said all that, so you can just get onto the call. She just said who all are there.
Okay. Now I will inform you about quarter one result. Revenue for the quarter was 1,310.82 crore against last year's 1,244.44 crore, which is a growth of 5.33%. EBITDA for the period was 69.95 crore, and its percentage to revenue was 5.34%, as compared to last year's 86.55 crore, which was 6.95% on revenue. Fixed expenses for the quarter were within budget. However, in case of some expenditure rates, expenditure has crossed the last year's expenditure. PBT for the period was 33.93 crore against last year's figure of 52.40 crore. Quarter-on PAT was 25.36 crore, which is 1.93% on revenue, against last year's 38.84 crore, which was 3.12% on revenue. With this, I will request to start the question and answer session. Hello, you can start the question and answer session.
Hi, hi. This is Bikram Nag here. Just one point, please, before we start the Q&A. If you see the results, there is an increase in fixed cost as well as some in material cost. Karthik will explain. Karthik and Mr. Govindraj and all will explain exactly why and the remedial measures which are being taken. And Mr. Mathur will explain the issues on sales, especially related to AC due to monsoons, etc., early onset of monsoon, etc., and us not getting the required sales in washer, which has caused margin issues, and remedial steps to be taken in Q2, which are underway. Okay, please start. And Karthik, you will answer most of the questions, but I'm here.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking your question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Lakshmi Narayanan from Tunga Investments. Please proceed.
Yeah, thank you. Sir, if I just look at your advertising expense. So it's almost to 285 crores or thereabouts, right? And in addition to it, we also have the sales representative cost of around 126 crores or so for the last financial year. Now, if I put this in context of the other companies like Voltas, Blue Star, Whirlpool, etc., our advertising expenses is far high for the proportion of the sales they actually do. So I just want to understand, is there an opportunity to actually balance between, you know, the 4,000 odd people you have as sales representatives at the counters versus is there an opportunity to kind of reduce the, you know, advertising spend? Are we getting the right return on advertising budgets? That's my first question.
So what I've understood is you wanted to know why our cost of ad and promo more compared to Voltas and other companies. So let me first of all tell you that in our ad and promo, the CSR cost is also included, which majority of the companies don't include in their ad and promo. Point number two,
Ranjan, first, please give your name so that they know you are answering the question.
Right. Yeah, I'm Ranjan Mathur. I'll be replying this. So what I was trying to explain to you is that in case of we take CSR cost in our ad and promo expense. So that's why it appears that it is
no,
on
but,
the
no, but. But your CSR expenditure is also called out separately as other in the other expenses. That's in a separate line item. So, I didn't understand.
Sorry, when Mr. Karthik here from finance, CS, what Mr. Mathur means is customer sales representative, the person who is there on the counter. So, our ad and promo cost, that cost as well. So, on the there's definitely opportunity to optimize the ad and promo cost.
Okay. So that is the something you pay
Karthik,
for.
Please give them, Karthik, give them like clarity. Advertising cost is not 240 crores.
Yes. Our ad and promo cost annually is around 100 crores. And we are working on reducing the ad and promo, optimizing the ad and promo cost by increasing the visibility with the same spend. We are also evaluating working with partners to help us how to reduce the cost and optimize the benefit from this.
Got it. So there is an expense of around 126 crores paid towards IFB appliances, right? So that is your promo cost, right? The CSR cost you're mentioning?
Yeah.
Yes, correct.
So 284 minus 126, that's still around 160 crores of advertisement spends.
No, our advertising spend purely is 100 crores because apart from the appliances, we have another agency who also provides us customer sales representative. So if we remove that cost, then our annual cost will be around 100 crores on ad spend.
So how many
give the other party's name, Karthik?
The party's name is Genius.
So what is the total number of customer sales representatives we have on counters?
Currently, we have 4,000 odd customer sales representatives across country.
Okay. But IFB appliances itself has 4,000 people. So Genius is that plus this, right?
Plus, yeah. The total number will be around 4,600 odd. 600 are on Genius stores.
Got it, sir. Thank you. I'll get back into you.
Soumitro, can you please give clarity? What is the advertising cost exactly? Soumitro,
Yes. Actually, for the quarter, we are talking about first quarter. First quarter sales promotion expenditure was 30 crore. Against last year, 28 crore. It has increased by 2 crore only. That is due to increase in in-shop branding in the dealer's counter. Point one. Point two, CSR cost has increased
out of the 30 crores. Out of the 30 crores, how much is advertising?
Sir, this is the full amount of advertisement. 30 crore is advertisement and sales promo cost for the first quarter. Against 28 crore.
How much is advertising only?
Yes, sir. That will work out. Shareholders. Yes, sir. We'll work out and give it, sir.
Give it now. Bring it. You can't give answers which are... Carry on. Next. We will like give you this answer. Just give us 5 more minutes, please. Carry on, please. The next question.
The next question is from the line of Naved from Bastion Research. Please proceed.
Yes, please. Hello. Yes, thank you for the opportunity. So, sir, if I look at our gross margins for the quarter, and if I compare our gross margin with same quarter last year versus the previous quarter as well, I can see some healthy improvement. Is this a correct understanding that the project which we have taken up with Edward and Marshall, is our consultant, that has started to pay off? It is the improvement you are looking for?
Yes, Karthik here. Yes, the project with Alvarez Marshall started from 15th Feb. In quarter one, we have got a reduction of around 3.5 crores due to this project. But when you compare with quarter one of last year versus quarter one of this year, there is a slight dip in the gross margin. This is mainly because compared to quarter one of last year, there is an increase in commodity prices, which is mainly in copper, GP, ATS, and also there is an INR depreciation against US dollar, which is around 3%. But this has been mostly offset because of the cost innovation, whatever has been done. And the net impact is that the material cost has increased by 65 basis points with respect to last year quarter one.
So, Karthikji, just to clarify, I can be wrong here. So, the numbers which I have done, in Q1 FY25, the gross margins were 38%. And in Q1 FY26, which is this quarter, I can see gross margin almost touching 40. So, I have 160 basis point improvement here. So, this is encouraging to see. And therefore, the question which I wanted to understand, ki, ye improvement of data, ye improvement sustainable hai, and can we consider 40% gross margin as a steady state number as we move forward from here?
Sir, are you referring to the appliance division gross margin or the company level gross margin?
No, company level gross margin.
Khati, company level gross margin is mostly driven by home appliance division.
Yeah. So then I will talk separately because the margins are not 40%. I'll connect to you separately to give more details on this.
And regarding the, you know, other operating expenses, there is a sharp increase of around 23% on a YOY basis. So just wanted to understand what are the, you know, factors that are driving this high increase, because our revenue has just increased by, you know, 4-5%.
Yeah. So as far as operating expense is concerned, as we explained earlier, customer sales representative cost has gone up. This is because we have added 680 numbers of CSR compared to last year. Second, our professional cost has gone up due to engagement with A&M. And the third point is e-waste compliance cost and salary cost also has marginally gone up. So these three together, these four together, has increased the
That's it for my side. Thank you, and all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Lakshmi Narayan from Sunga Investment. Please proceed.
I wanted to understand what is the total, you know, capacity for front loaders and top loaders and refrigerators, you know, across our plants, and what kind of utilization we are actually aiming at for this year.
Okay, this is Govindraj here. As far as the front loader is concerned, we can make about 85,000 washing machines in a month, and we will be touching about 95 to 100% capacity in the season ahead. In both in August and September and October, we should be able to touch 95 to 100%. As far as air conditioner is concerned, we can make about 65,000 as of today. And the peak, whatever we have touched in the month of March and April was, we have touched about 100% utilization. And as far as refrigerator, as far as the refrigerator is concerned, the plant has been built up about for 1 million capacity. And the peak we have touched is about 50,000. That is about 50% utilization. And in the season ahead, we will be able to touch about 60 to 65% utilization.
Okay. This air conditioner you mentioned is per month, I think, right?
Yeah, per month, yeah.
And washing machine, what is the split between front and top loaders, sir? Can you just explain that?
The front load, we have a separate line for front loader. We are now going to touch about 85,000 in September and October. And in top loaders, we have a capacity of making about 60,000. I think in the month of September, we'll be doing about 55,000. So about 90% utilization.
Sorry. So the second is that, you know, when I actually travel, when I actually look at some of your products, I see that the tie-ups with some of the credit cards which you have is comparatively less when compared to the tie-ups which some of the other brands have. So have you looked at it in terms of, again, reworking or revisiting this particular thing in terms of a sale, and how much that would actually, shave off your profits also? I mean, if you think you have to, there is a subvention, something which you need to give, etc. Can you just touch upon your tie-ups with credit cards on at least some of the products you said?
Yes, we are working on this. As you said, we are strengthening our team on consumer finance and affordability so that our cost has to further go down. At the same time, affordability to a customer has to go up, and that is a sellout for IFB, which will help us to increase our sales.
Okay. Now, will it hamper our gross margin because of this?
This is Ranjan Mathur. In our case, what we see is we are in a business of selling products rather than selling cash discounts, which is the trend in the market. So what we do here is we give our products at the right price and then give support in terms of cash discounts. But that cash discount, other brands do is they take the price and then they give cash discount and burn money. So the impact of our piece in terms of giving cash discount will not be that much as the other brands will have.
Got it. Okay. Sir, and the third question which I have is that in terms of our services outreach, what kind of services network we have, after sales network, and then how, whether it is run on a franchise mode or on a company owned, and how you have strengthened in the last 1 year?
So our service is basically on the franchisee mode, but the network is very strong pan-India. Right from JNK to Kanyakumari, the network is really good, and our endeavor is to provide service within 4 hours of the complaint register, and that is what we all are driving.
So how many you have now? Like how much was it last year?
Just give me a minute, I'll give you the exact
feedback. I think it's about 1400, if I'm not mistaken, but just check.
I'll give you the right, that's 1530 franchise
Sorry, sir?
1,530 franchisees.
Okay, okay. And they are all different franchisees, I believe, right? Every franchisee is different. There's not one group or two, couple of
groups. No. We don't entertain that.
Got it. Thank you, sir. I'll get back into you.
Thank you.
Kartik also, please look into this point. The franchisees are covering how many PIN codes?
Yes, sir.
Franchisees are covering how many PIN codes in how much time? So how many PIN codes in 2 hours, how many in 3 hours, how many 4 hours, and like that. Can you please differentiate it and come up with this?
Later on.
Another time.
Yes.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shreyansh Jain from Swan Investment. Please proceed.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Sir, my first question is, sir, I'm just looking at your refrigeration ramp up. So somewhere in the presentation we've written, we've done about 118,000 units for this quarter. And on page 8 of this presentation, we've said that we're doing about 18,000 a month in refrigerators, right? So 54,000. So I'm just trying to understand, the differential is all OEM sales or all ref sales are branded sales?
So, there is another company which we have, IFB Refrigeration. So, 18,000 is for IFB IR.
Kartik, sir, why don't you explain properly, Kartik?
Yes, sir.
It's a very simple thing. Explain it.
Yes, sir. So 118,000 is a total refrigerator manufactured and sold by IFB Refrigeration Limited, where IFB Industries is holding 40% stake. Out of that, IFB Industries is selling approximately 18,000 per month.
So the difference is what? OEM sales, sir?
Yeah, difference
No. OEM. Shomitra here, I'm just telling you clearly. 118,161 is the figure of IFB Refrigeration Limited. And that is around 39,000, around 40,000 per month. And IFB Industries is selling, has sold 36,000. Sorry, 54,000. That is actually 18,000 per month. Is it clear?
No, sir, not able to actually understand.
IFB Refrigeration Limited is a separate company, right? We are having a shareholding there of 41%, correct? Mm-hmm. IFB Refrigeration is directly selling to dealers, distributors, through branches, and they are giving some material to IFB Industries also. IFB Industries is billing to their dealer and distributor. Whatever sales is happening from IFB Industries Limited, that is 18,000 per month. And in case of IFB Refrigeration, it is 40,000 per month. It is not the question of balance quantity pertaining to OEM production.
So the structure is really confusing. And so then 66
not,
crores...
It's not confusing. It's not confusing. IFB Refrigeration Limited is a separate company. Clear? Is that point clear to you? IFB Refrigeration Limited is a separate company. Is that point clear?
Yes, sir.
Okay. IFB Refrigeration Limited has sold 18,000 per month to IFB Industries Limited. Clear?
Yes.
Now suppose IFB Refrigeration Limited is hypothetically producing 50,000 a month. 18,000 wo becha to IFB Industries Limited, or balance suppose hypothetically 30,000 becha under IFB Refrigeration Limited in different states where IFB Industries Limited is not selling it. You understood? Mm-hmm. And 2,000 went into stock. That's the hisab of 50,000 produced. Clear?
Mm-hmm.
Right, sir. So then the 66 crores of revenue in quarter one is just IFB Industries revenue for 54,000 units, right?
Yeah, correct. Correct. Correct.
Okay. So then are we trying to say that we have two distributors, two separate distribution teams, one in IFB Refrigeration and one in IFB Industries for refrigerators?
IFB Industries sells refrigerators in certain states, hypothetically, let us say. IFB Refrigeration is selling in Maharashtra. IFB Industries does not sell in Maharashtra. Clear?
Okay.
So IFB Refrigeration has some people to sell it in Maharashtra. Correct.
Okay. So the second question is, what would have been the volumes for us in air conditioners for quarter one versus last year?
Yeah. Karthik, you can answer that.
Yeah, during the quarter we have sold 115,000 air conditioner against last year 129,000. And as far as OEM is concerned, we have sold 9,800 air conditioner versus last year 6,600.
You tell total, Karthik, 120,000 this year, first quarter? Against last year corresponding quarter, 1,37,000.
Yes.
Then it will be easier for them to understand.
So my last question is, what is the kind of cost savings we envisage in quarter two and quarter three? I think in the presentation we tried to mention that, but I think somehow got missed. So what is the kind of cost savings that we, because you've written bigger impact expected in Q2.
Karthik, you can reply. We discuss this today.
Yeah, this is Govindraj here. I will explain. The quarter two innovation, what we are expecting is, it will be to the tune of maybe about 15 to 20 crores. And we align with the target, whatever you have taken for the fiscal year.
Okay. And that run rate should ideally be continuing for the balance 3 quarters.
Yeah, it will continue and it should improve on. So that we are in line with the yearly target, whatever we are taking.
Got it. Thanks and all the best. I'll get back to you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sai Kiran Pulavarti from Pulavarti Advisors. Please proceed.
Yeah, hi. Thanks a lot for taking my question. So just a broad level question is that in terms of the market share, except for the washing machines, you are not material enough in the rest of the segments and the larger ones like refrigerator or AC. So how do you look at yourself in a very highly competitive industry when your market shares are very less? How can you able to improve your margins sustainably and also have very good return ratios? Thank you.
So this is Ranjan Mathur. First of all, along with watchers, we have good market share in our microwaves as well as dishwashers. We launched ACs last year as shared in last meeting, we sold 4 lakh ACs last financial year, and here we intend to, we are targeting around 5% market share. Similarly, in refrigerator, in a span of 2 years, we are now touching around 40,000 every month, and we are targeting around 65,000 per month, and a share around 7-odd%.
But even in your presentation, you mentioned that by FY26, you want to be like 5% market share in ACs, and then probably now you are seeing refrigeration at 7%. At that kind of market shares, when your competition is like global peers like Samsung or LG or Haier or Midea, so is it possible for you to sustainably improve the margins from where you are, or how difficult or how challenging it is? Experience tells us that in the last 5 years, you guys tried a lot on the sales and improving the marketing, but still the margins are still struggling. So we're just trying to understand where the challenge is. Is it subscale or is it because of something else or is it a problem of say, where is the issue? We as investors outsiders think that this is primarily because of probably the lower market share is not giving enough of pricing power. That's our assessment. Is our assessment right or is it something else to think about?
No, look, in this, I'll only say one thing. In terms of air conditioners, the responses which we got in the category in last 1.5 years have been very good. And this year also, if you see, despite of major drop in the industry, we were able to sustain our volume. And same thing is with refrigerator. In a span of 2 years, we are practically touching 4%. Our biggest strength is our network. We are working on improving
Ranjan,
our
team. Ranjan, his question is not that. Please answer when people ask you all a question. One problem with all of you is you don't answer the question. Answer the question. If you don't understand the question, you ask him again to repeat the question. But he's asked a very clear and factual question.
Yep. Can you please repeat the question, please?
My question is that except for the washers, you don't have a substantial market share in any of the products, and this industry is extremely competitive. What I can say, single-digit market share, like 5% or 6%, will you be able to have pricing power or not? And if not, then can this be impacting your subscale, EBITDA margins, which was there for quite some time? So is it the right way to think about it? Is it something else or other which we should think about?
So as I was telling you, our market shares in microwaves, our market share in dishwashers, our market share in cloth dryers are substantially at a good position along with our washers. Top loaders, which have after the launch of the new range we shared, the market share has further have started improving. With regard to AC and Rev, so as I just now shared, now the question which you are asking whether we'll be able to sustain the margins and pricing. So in IFP, we firmly believe that we should give a good technology product. And that product give us good sustainable volumes, and that is what on the, that is how we are.
But that is not his question. That is not his question. Karthik, can you answer the question? Ranjan, first you hear the question well and answer the question. Please don't make up stories for the public. This is not a marketing meeting.
Sir, pricing power is not coming from the market share. If we see the new products what we have launched, also our market share is only going up. And in front-loading washing machine, we are number one as far as the customer selling price is concerned. We have features and we give value for what price we are charging. In air conditioner, as you know, it is a crowded market. There are more than 40 brands operating. If you look from the price point, we are in top 10. So lower market share doesn't mean that our price point is discounted. So margins will not get impacted because of market share. And also in air conditioner, if you see, the market leader has around 20% market share. So 4 to 5% market share is a good market share to start with, which ultimately we want to further increase.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Udit Sehgal from Pinpoint X Capital. Please proceed.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. Regarding the cost down measures, in the last con call, we had discussed that 200 crores we are targeting from the material cost reductions. around 75 crores from the fixed cost reduction and 20 crores from the warehousing and freight reductions. So I wanted to know, sir, what's the timeline on that, and like from when do we start the start to see these savings kicking in?
Yeah, this is Govindraj here. We had already indicated that out of the 200 crores planned, 85 crores will be approximately about 85 crores we'll get in the fiscal year 26, and we are on track of that. We will be able to achieve that 85 crores.
Okay. And like you said, that some part of it was available in Q1, but we could, I mean, but it was offset by the increase in material costs. So could that happen in the future as well?
Our estimate for the Q2 commodity price increase is not as high as what was happened in Q1. So we should be able to get substantial benefit from the cost innovation activities, whatever we are doing in Q2.
Mr. Govindraj, please also inform them what we did not do in Q1 which has led to this. Why don't you and Karthik give them visibility? What did we do wrong?
Even though we could achieve about in terms of 1.6% cost innovation, but the commodity price increase happened more than that. So that there was a net increase in the material cost, which should not have happened. Our cost innovation idea should be more, so that the impact of the commodity we should have been able to absorb, point number one. Point number two, the realization took some time, which would have happened in Q1, has moved to Q2 because of the validation we had to complete.
No, Karthik, there is another point.
Yeah.
What did we do wrong?
Yeah, apart from that, overhead cost has gone up.
No, what did we do wrong on commodity pricing?
Yeah, okay. We have now...
See, Mr. Govinda, you should be able to explain. You are the manufacturing director. What did we do wrong? You should transparently say.
Sir, what we could have done better is the control on the commodity pricing through a price committee regular follow-up, and the why the commodity price is and what measures we can take to mitigate that we do it properly. We have now corrected.
Okay. So, if I understand correctly, sir, from for FY26, we get around 70 to 80 crores from the material cost saving. And for next year, FY27, we will get the full 200 crores for the material cost saving.
That's
is
right.
Is my understanding correct? Okay.
Yes, yes, that's correct.
Okay. And secondly,
no,
sir, on the...
That is not correct. Total is 200 CR, I think, correct?
Correct, sir. Out of that,
out of 200 CR, this year you're supposed to get 60 to 80. So correct. Balance will be only 120, for example.
No, the total we will get 200.
Yes. So 120 plus 80 is 200.
Okay. So this is like a one-time saving or it's like a recurring saving since we have re-engineered the products?
Mr. Govinda, am I right or wrong?
That's right, sir. The you know, the savings are recurring only, and based on the target of overall 200, the realization will be about 60 to 80 crores in this fiscal year. The remaining we will get it. It's a recurring only. It's not.
So, sir, ultimately, okay, the recurring part will be around 120 crores or it will be 200 crores? The recurring part?
The recurring part will be about 120 crores.
Okay. And with respect to the fixed cost that we talked about, that we'll be reducing around 6 crores per month, and the warehousing and logistics cost, what's the visibility on that?
Yeah. Karthik, here we have put in place a team for this along with Alvarez and Marshall. We have identified areas of overhead cost reduction and we have set in internal tactics for this. So if you say freight, in case of freight, we have done trial on network optimization for Bangalore. The project is complete. Now we are rolling out Pan India. So we expect that the savings will start coming in from Q3 of FY26.
Okay. And regarding the fixed expenses, sir, is there any visibility on that?
Yes, yes. This is for fixed expenses also. The same team is going to work on. And from Q3, we expect the savings to come in the P&L.
Okay. And sir, if we look at the year-on-year sales, the sales have increased, but the margin has gone down. That's because of the material cost increase or some other reason?
Yes.
Okay. So that should normalize going ahead, since the cost savings will also kick in.
Yeah, as we explained, cost savings are in the pipeline. Validations may take time, but we expect 50 to 80 crore to come in P&L in FY26. At the same time, we have put in a team for a pricing company, which will look into commodities and find ways to reduce the commodity price. So expect the effect of commodity price on future quarters to be much lower, or we expect a reduction in all this to add to P&L.
Okay. Because our eventual target is to reach 10% EBITDA margin is what we've been targeting. So with these cost savings, do you think in the next 2 or 3 years we can achieve that?
Our intent is to hit double-digit EBITDA in this financial year.
In this, so that would be for the whole year, that would be like on the exit?
Yeah, the first quarter we could not do, but we are working towards double-digit EBITDA.
Okay, on a full year basis. Okay, excellent. Right, sir. Thank you. That's it from us, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Naveen Baid from Nuvama Asset Management. Please proceed.
Thank you for the opportunity. My question is on the engineering division. What kind of growth are we seeing for the next couple of years, and what segment of the engineering division will drive that growth?
Mr. Narayanan, can you please take this question?
Yeah, I'm Narayan here. Actually, we are now looking at almost 3x growth, and we are also having fine blanking. We are also having stamping. So we are now trying to improve both in fine blanking as well as stamping. So mm-hmm. We are also having plans. This year we are looking at a growth of around 20%. So, and the next 2 years we are looking at around 30% growth. Which we are okay. Also working other than automotive, other customers also.
Mr. Narayanan, he asked a question.
Yes,
you started off by saying 3x growth, and then you said 20% and 30%. Does that add up to 3x? I'm just asking. You are from Sundaram Clayton. That is how you are answering a question. JC, can you answer?
Can you answer?
It's okay. If you can just throw some light on...
One second. Are you there?
Mr. Nag, I have just got cut off. I just joined, Mr. Nag.
Can you please answer the question?
I didn't hear the question, please. Can somebody repeat the question, please?
Mr. Narayan said 3x growth you are planning, and then said you will do 20% this year and 30%. Does 20-30-30 add up to 3x?
No, it doesn't.
Okay, so what is your plan?
The plan is that we have to grow organically minimum 30% per annum, and also we have to grow through merger acquisition route, which we are actively pursuing. and we have already seen 48 companies, and due diligence have been done for many. So apart from that, we are also working on some breakthrough projects, like which are new lines. For example, brake disc line, etc. We are working on these, which will give us additional revenues using the fine blanking methodology, basically.
Okay. If you see our margins had been...
Can I just take that? Sorry. I'll just say, Janto, try again. It's important to learn how to present matters. Huh? You and the CEO both. There is a division, fine blanking division. What is your plan for that? Explain to the shareholders. What is your plan for stamping? What is your plan for electronic division? Why don't you go step by step? Have some water and present.
Okay, Mr. Mayalita. So, the engineering division basically has four verticals now. The primary vertical is the fine blanking division, which is about 600 crores out of
what will be the growth in that? Get to the point.
So, we are aiming to grow it by 400 crores by the end of, by March 27, new orders into the pipeline. 445 crores by March 27. So these will come from new lines of business, which is the brake disc line, as well as we are talking to increase our sprocket business with various OEMs. So, and we are pushing for newer businesses in the non-auto sector also with companies like ABB, etc.
You don't have to say all that. Just explain. What are the segments you're getting into? Just explain.
So, automotive segment, as well as we are also now embarking into the non-automotive. And with the onset of EVs, there is a thrust to keep our portfolio EV neutral, so that we are certainly not out of business. So gradually we see the onset of EVs in automotive horizon, so we are aligned with that. And so this is in fine blanking. In stamping, our plant is in Bangalore and it is working at full capacity. So, we are adding some presses in that facility there, but we are also planning a new facility in north of India, because most of the big OEMs are there, including Maruti, Hero Motors, HMSI. So, we are planning a new greenfield facility there, and we are also talking to innovative new products, contemporary products like the battery can for the... So these products also we are talking to the suppliers in Exide and Tata Zaratas. So we are in advanced stages of discussion and we are hopeful of good order pipeline in the near future. We have a vertical which we call the aftermarket. That's about close to 100 CR. We make the chain and sprocket kits. The chains we were importing from China, the sprockets we were manufacturing in our fine blanking plant. Now the government is imposing some restriction on imports. So our board has cleared an investment for setting up a chain manufacturing plant in India. We will do that, but our chairman has said to get the organization right before we move ahead with the procurement of the... We are setting the organization right, which will complete by the next 30 to 45 days. And thereafter, we will go in for... and we hope to put up this plant in the next 8 to 10 months. The supplier has been identified. The equipments have been shortlisted. we are in discussions with them. Very recently, we have set up, made a foray into electronics sector. We have named this Advanced Electronics Division. We are making components for a global player, very big player, who will be the ultimate consumer. We have made a beginning and we are quite hopeful that this business will grow substantially for us. And we are also in talks with other electronic players. So we want to grow this segment also. This is headed by a separate person who, and we, it's a fully independent vertical under the engineering division.
Yeah, I just had a comments question on this. So your margin saw a very sharp increase in FY25. So you expect this margin to kind of, you know, stay around this this level, or you, because, you know, in the past your margins have been volatile over the past 4-5 years. So you see further improvements in margin from here on?
My answer to this question is, the last 2 years we have been blessed with a stable commodity price, and it has not been very. Now, in quarter one this year, the steel prices have increased by 3,000. So, in the automotive industry, it is the standard norm that we, whenever there is an increase in RM input, we get it from the customer. But there is a lag of a quarter to half a year. So we definitely will defend the margins that we have been doing, but our target is to improve it further. And definitely we will do that.
Thank you. Thank you. That is it.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Naitik from NV Alpha Fund. Please proceed.
Hi, sir. So in the beginning of the call, you mentioned that our expenses have increased because, you know, increase in sales representative and increase in professional and legal charges. So can you quantify these charges, which has led to increase in, you know, below gross margin expenses on a company level?
Yeah, Karthik here. CSR expenses has increased by around 7 crore for the quarter. Professional fees has increased by 3 crore. And e-waste expenses has increased by another 3 crore.
Sorry, last 3 crores you mentioned is for e-waste.
E-waste, yes.
Got it. My second question is, you briefly also mentioned about, you know, margins, gross margins had fallen in home appliances division. So that was primarily due to increase in RM cost, or was there any other reason also?
No, no. That was impact of commodity, less recovery through cost innovation.
Right. My next question is, you know, what sort of growth do we expect in the washer segment, you know, the top load and front load individually, and in RAC this year? All three separately, if you can quantify.
Yeah. So in case of load, growth what we are targeting is around, we initially in the financial year, we were targeting around 25% growth. But the industry in front load is a bit stagnant. So we still feel that this festival season will be good and we'll be able to recover our volumes. And we'll be growing by around 20-25%. In top loader, we have been able to, with the launch of new range, we have been able to grow at a much higher level and have been able to gain the share. Here we envisage around 35-odd percent growth for us, which will be better than what industry, and we will be able to gain some market share. Refrigerator, sorry, air conditioners, you asked. In air conditioners, there was a drop of 30% plus in the industry in first quarter, but what we feel is that first of all, our thing was we were able to sustain our volumes compared to industry. And what we feel is that in from quarter three and quarter four, we'll be able to get the volumes which we have lost in quarter one. So we envisage a growth of around 25 to 30% in air conditioners.
And so my last question is, what sort of market share do we currently have, you know, in RAC segment?
We marginally gained. We are at around 3.5%.
Okay. That's it from us. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Lakshmi Narayan from Tunga Investment. Please proceed.
Yeah, thank you. So you mentioned e-waste provisioning. So approximately what is the amount you would provision for the full year? Yeah, our monthly cost is around 2 crores. So annual cost will be around 24 to 25 crores. Got it. So the savings would be after accounting this only, right? The savings we are talking about? Yes. Got it. The second question is that in terms of our compressors, you know, have we secured compressors for both refs and ACs for the next as we expand? Because there has always been some shortage in terms of compressor capacity in India, be it refs or be it ACs. How secured we are in terms of the supply chain?
Yeah, it is Gautam here. We are aware of the demand supply gap in compressor, but we are already in discussing with a manufacturer. And as of today, we are secure with the quantities whatever is required in the for the season.
Got it. So can you just help me understand what is the capital structure of this IFB refrigeration? 40% is owned by IFB Industries. What is the rest 60%?
I think individuals are owning about 20-odd%. And others in promoter group are owning significant shares.
Okay.
Promoter group meaning the one declared to SEBI as promoter group. They are owning shares.
Okay. And the rest is by the employees. You mean to say the 20%?
Various individuals. Yes.
Okay. And is there a plan to kind of consolidate it at some point in time? Like is there a
yes. I think now if you look at the overall thing, IFB refrigeration above a threshold volume makes positive EBITDA, etc. As we've said, 55 to 60 thousand is what we must sell to make, you know, decent amount of money. Hopefully we will get there soon. And we hope to at least consolidate it in the near term, meaning maybe in the next 6 to 12 months, hopefully, subject to board approval.
Got it. And are we strong in DC or no frost in the refrigerator?
So we now make more of DC, but the no frost thing is increasing because we are producing more of that now. We are launching the 328 liter very soon. And after that, we will launch other models. Our brand Prism ideally should have been, I mean, our ideal structure would have been to launch the higher end models first, because that's what IFB stands for. But then when we were conceiving the project, we realized that if you don't do the lower end also, to succeed in this is going to become very, very difficult. So going forward, we will do more of the higher end.
Got it. And one last thing on washing machines. So have we do we still manufacture the pulley drive driven washing machines, or actually we have moved to completely motor driven?
We have moved completely to BLDC.
We are moving completely to
BLDC.
Got it, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Due to time constraints, that was the last question. I now hand the conference over to the management for the closing comments. Over to you, sir.
I think one of the things we have to say is, sorry, I'm just going to sum up something. Performance has been relatively weak, and most of the participants have asked a question, what happened to the issue on cost, commodity cost, etc., etc. And I think whilst we were working with A&M on cost down, the team that was supposed to handle commodity price, etc., got defocused. And some slippages have happened there. And that's an area that we need to tighten. I think that let us down. On the fixed cost increase, if you see, increments were given, etc., which had to be done. But areas where consolidation or work, etc., should have happened have not happened as fast as it should have. And that's also an area of slippage. So we have slipped. AC, of course, got affected due to the monsoons, I think, across brands. In other categories, in various areas, we've still not tightened and changed management where required. That work is still WIP, and we've been very, very slow at it. Hopefully, in this quarter, a lot of that will get fixed permanently. Sumitro, anything else?
No, sir. Thank you very much to everybody for participating in this call. We'll meet again after quarter two. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Nirmal Bang Equities Private Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your line.